Well, we're coming up to Super Bowl Sunday, the big game, as they say. And, of course, the ultimate symbol of success in professional football is now the ultimate opportunity to support and care for veterans throughout the region. A few months ago, before the holidays, we had former New England Patriots Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer Lou Imbriano, who has generously donated one of his official Super Bowl rings. And he spent some time with the Patriots, and he has decided to do that to kind of raise funds for veterans-related programs. And the raffle, the goal is to sell about 1,000 tickets at $100 apiece, raising about $100,000 for veterans. Hundreds of tickets have already been sold, and you know, although priceless for any sports fan, the ring has been appraised at more than $70,000, and it's nice that Lou was able to do that and join us from the New England Patriots. And a lot of those monies, and he's teamed up with Swim with a Mission, which is a great organization that does wonderful things for veterans all across New Hampshire. And joining me this morning is the Swim with a Mission founder, Phil Tabb, who joins us this morning. We've had a chance to speak to Phil many, many times, and we're going to talk a little bit about the raffle. The raffle began on Veterans Day, November 11th, and the winner of the ring will be drawn Super Bowl weekend, which is coming up this February, this Sunday. Always nice to have Phil with us and talk about veterans issues and how we try to raise some funds. Good to have you with us, Phil. This is pretty interesting raffle. We had Lou on right before the holidays and talking about the Super Bowl ring. I guess he's got a couple of rings that he can spare, and he offered to spare one of his championship rings and decided to team up with Swim with a Mission. Pretty good organization, and you guys have done some great stuff for veterans. Nice to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here. And how wonderful is this to have people in our community like Lou Imbriano, you know, that would give up a Super Bowl ring worth more than $75,000, right?
Yeah.
Just to help out veterans. I mean, we can't say enough great things about Lou.
Yeah, he was fun to talk to. Of course, he's got some great New England Patriot memories as well. But nice to be able to, in his possession, be able to actually, you know, sacrifice one of those rings for a bigger and nobler cause, and that's kind of cool. This was the ring, by the way, from the Patriots Super Bowl victory over the Carolina Panthers, and 100% of the funds going to veterans programs. For people who don't know about Swim with a Mission, talk about it, Phil. Talk about what type of organization it is and how it really helps veterans, because all the proceeds to this particular 2003 New England Patriots Super Championship ring, all the proceeds are going to support veterans for Swim with a Mission, correct?
That's exactly right, Mike, and that's a great question. So unfortunately, there are thousands, really tens of thousands of veterans here in New Hampshire who are not getting the services they need, whether it's from the VA or from other sources. They're just simply not getting enough help, right? And so they're relying on this loose network of veteran service organizations, you know, folks that provide service dogs, you know, art therapy, equine immersion programs, you know, mental health counseling, help getting a job, help getting shelter. It's this loose sort of coalition. There's about 40 of these organizations in New Hampshire. And, you know, amongst the things they have in common is they don't have enough money. If they had more money, they'd provide more services, more veterans would get help. So, you know, our thesis at Swim with a Mission is very simple. We're going to put on fun, cool, unique events, try to inspire people out there to get involved, whether it's with their treasure, you know, buying raffle tickets, making donations, or donating their time, right? Getting involved, volunteering. And together, we're raising as much money as we can every year, and then we give away all of that money directly to worthy veteran service organizations so they can provide more services to our veterans. And I got to tell you, it's working. I mean, in less than 6 years, we've been able to donate now over $8.5 million, which has helped tens of thousands of our veterans. So it's a great journey that we're on, and, you know, folks like Lou stepping up really make a big difference. And your listeners, just I know $100 for some people is a lot of money, but, you know, $100 to win a chance to win a $75,000 ring that nobody else has.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And as you know, we talk about this a lot on this program, also with Jack Heath on Good Morning New Hampshire. His mission is to help veterans. You know, the veterans and their families have given so much, and for some have made the ultimate sacrifice. They deserve a lot more. And for some reason, we can't seem to give them more under normal circumstances, so we have to go up and beyond. This is an amazing offer by Lou from the New England Patriots. This is his 2003 World Championship Super Bowl ring raffle. This is the one they won over the Carolina Panthers. And I know the goal is to raise about $100,000. Tickets are $100. So where do we stand now? Because this has been going on since, I think, Veterans Day. And we're going to draw for the winner. What is it, Sunday or Monday that we're going to draw for the winner?
We're gonna draw the winner live on Facebook at 2:00 on Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Give all of us a chance to recover from Super Bowl Sunday. And
yeah, right.
Enjoy the game, and plus the game ends late. So, yeah, Monday, we're going to... So Monday is the last day. We've sold 465 tickets. So we've raised $46,500, which is an amazing number.
Yeah.
You know, we are hoping to get to the 100,000. We've got a lot of momentum here going into last week. A lot of people have waited to the last minute, you know, to buy their tickets. And, you know, if folks want to buy tickets, SWAM, S-W-A-M, SWAM.org. Just go right there and you can buy as many tickets as you want. I hope they'll share it with their friends and their family because all of this money goes to help our veterans.
Yeah, it's great. That's the organization, Swim with a Mission. That's their website, SWAM.org, SWAM.org, where you can win an official 2003 New England Patriots Super Championship ring. That was the ring that they won by defeating the Carolina Panthers. And thanks to the former New England Patriots Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer Lou Imbriano, who joined us a few months ago before the holidays to talk about this. And he was so gracious and so fun to talk to. He's got some great memories, of course, but so nice of him and the New England Patriots, who are so gracious in many things they do, from Robert Kraft down, you know, to help organizations and specifically veterans. Phil, thank you for your time this morning. We continue to thank you for the work that you do for veterans, and we hope that our listeners will take some time over this Super Bowl weekend and go to SWAM.org, check it out. You can check out a picture of the ring, what it's like. It's a $75,000 ring. Anybody would love to have that. And yeah, $100 could be a lot of money for some people, but then again, think about how often we kind of waste $100. I can tell you a lot of things that I've wasted $100 on, to be honest with you, Phil. So I think this is a much nobler cause, no doubt about it. But thank you so much for the work that you do on behalf of all the veterans here. And we hope that we can get to that goal. We hope that we can get to that goal. But thanks for joining us.
Mike,
appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for all your help. Thanks for your commitment to our veterans. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely, Phil. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and let's hope we raise some money. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.